Welcome to the Hyper Fat Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show. We're filming this episode in Breckenridge, Colorado at the Beaver Run Resort. I'm here with my man, Ben Reilly. We are getting ready for the GoBundance winter retreat. We're excited. It's going to be a full week of networking, team building, doing adventuresome stuff, and learning. People like Ben and others will be here.
So excited for the event, man. And I really excited to be here with your Hyperfast agent group. It's looking forward to this.
Thank you. Thank you. So Ben is in a pod with me. So in this GoBundance group, it's about, when I joined, it was about 150 people. Now it's up to 200. And they break us off into groups of five or six. And every 2 weeks, we get on a call. We check in on our goals, hold each other accountable, and strategize to figure out how we can help each other achieve what we want in business and in life. So Ben's been on calls with me for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, a lot of calls.
So I'm excited to have him on the show today. Ben, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about the Apex Real Estate Network and what it's doing today and how you got your start in it.
Awesome, yeah. So we're headquartered in Tucson, Arizona. We also have an expansion team in Kansas City. Basically, we're start to finish providers for real estate investors. So we have property management, development and construction, brokerage sales, all in-house. And I kind of got started in this. I bought my first house at 18, and I saw early on that there was this lapse for investors to have a turnkey service provider in the Tucson market. So we set out to build that. 10 years later, here we are now in two markets and looking to expand to a third.
So which markets are you in? You're in Tucson?
Tucson, Arizona, and then Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
So Ben took an interesting route into building a real estate team. Most of the people I know, you know, they become an agent, they get their license, they go out and do a few deals. You did it by buying a house, investing at age 18, what was that like? Because I know there's a lot of younger people out there that think, you know, they need to wait or they need more of this or, you know, they're not sure. So how did you do that? And how did it translate into, you know, one day having a real estate team?
Yeah, so I think early on, I kind of lived the Rich Dad Poor Dad experience. So if you haven't read Robert Kiyosaki's book, it's a phenomenal book called Rich Dad Poor Dad. And basically my dad was a career military service member and worked very, very hard, extremely hard work ethic, but he went to work every day and came home and then would go back to work the next day. And my best friend's dad owned 30, 35 properties, and I saw what freedom you could obtain by building wealth through real estate. So early on, I set out, that's what I wanted to do, and I was fortunate enough my parents were able to help me purchase my first property. So that's kind of how I got my initial starter interest in acquiring real estate assets.
So did you kind of have your own, this other example, kind of like a rich dad example, just like the book?
Very much so, yeah. I just had a mentor that did everything from take me out to projects and show me how to work on the projects to sitting down and going through the financials with me so that I could start to understand and see what was possible.
And the first house you bought, was that for yourself or investment or both? Or
yeah.
How did that work?
A little bit of both. So I used the concept, it's now kind of popularized, it wasn't back then, called house hacking. So I bought a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house next to the University of Arizona. Fixed it up, lived in one room, rented out the other 3 bedrooms to some buddies, and that's how I covered my mortgage.
Were you cash flow positive or just kind of neutral and paying for your rent?
Cash flow neutral,
yeah.
Didn't have to pay rent. So that whole time I was able to save that money that I would be paying into somebody else's mortgage, save it, and that eventually allowed me to buy my second property and third property and so on.
That's a great concept. Something I'd like to see more people do, because I think, you know, there's a lot of people that, for whatever reason, don't want to buy, that, you know, maybe they're just not going to be there long enough. And I know Carrie at one point with her townhouse before we met had 4 or 5 different rooms rented out, and it was paying, you know, for her mortgage, probably cash flowed a little bit. And, you know, it's something that, it's an opportunity for people out there to do. And you can even do it with Airbnb now. So there's more ways than ever to own a house, get your mortgage paid, and start building wealth.
I think the key is you have to understand that there's going to be sacrifices in doing that. And for whatever reason, most people don't want to make those sacrifices. Like, the long-term payoff is substantial and it's so worth it. But, you know, my short-term sacrifices were, one, my going into my freshman year of college when all of my friends were traveling around the world, kind of getting ready to go to college. I was tiling floors and putting on a roof. And basically I lived in an RV parked in the backyard as I fixed up this house. And then when all my friends were living in the dorms and partying and having a great time, I had a 30-year-old roommate and a 26-year-old roommate. Not an ideal college start to college situation. A little different. But, you know, that was the sacrifices that I had to make to get the first property. And, you know, I see it time and time again, the people who are willing to make those sacrifices, the dividends that pay off long term are so substantial.
Yeah, it's like anything. If you can put off the fun stuff, and it's not even, a lot of times, it's not even the reward, or it's just the short term stuff that you think, you know, might be fun. If you can put that kind of stuff off and make a little bit of, you know, sacrifice, it can lead to prosperity, wealth, and a, you know, great abundance down the road.
And I think that's where, like, environment becomes so important. The people you surround yourself with. That's why I'm so excited to be here in Breckenridge for this mastermind retreat with some of the best real estate agents and investors in the industry all here at this conference. I was fortunate enough to see, if I made those short-term sacrifices, what my life could look like, what the life of my family could look like. And so it was very easy for me to make those sacrifices because my environment allowed me to understand what was possible. It changed my beliefs. And I think people who don't have that experience or that exposure, they don't even know what's possible. And so they're not willing to take the first step and make the sacrifice.
Yeah, environment is critical. I know anytime we've upped our environment, upped the people that we've hung out with, gone out and sought coaches, mentors, networking groups. It's taken investment of time and money, but it always elevates our game. You know, that's why Carrie and I created the Hyperfast Agent Inner Circle. Mm-hmm. And it kind of ties into a concept. I was going to talk about it later. Maybe we can talk about it now. You know, we were talking about on the slopes today, this flywheel of success concept that you're developing. And it starts with environment. So do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, it all starts with the environment. And if you're around people who support you, encourage you, and challenge you, that's going to change your beliefs, right? That's going to change the way that you see the world. I call it putting on goggles. Once you put on the goggles, you see the world different than everybody else. And so when your beliefs change, all of a sudden that your work ethic and your curiosity in life substantially changes. You're willing to work 80 hours a week. You're willing to work 90 hours a week, where before you didn't have the environment, you didn't have the beliefs that things were possible. So why work 90 hours? I'm going to go to work for 40 hours and that's going to be the extent of it. Well, when that work ethic and that curiosity about life and how things work grows, that improves your skills. That improves the skills that you possess and the relationships that you have. And from that, you are able to start providing value to people. And that flywheel, so it starts gaining momentum. And, you know, I spent so much time as I was starting out my real estate career trying to surround myself by mentors and people who, like you, who are further ahead of me and where I want to go. And it always seemed like the individuals I wanted to model after just kind of glided through life. And I could never understand it. And then I came up with this realization that they're just on a flywheel. And a flywheel, it's really hard to get moving at first. But once it gets momentum, it's very easy to move. And right. So it's all about your reps. It's all about the repetition. And I really think it leads your environment, which leads to your beliefs, which creates your work ethic and then the skills you possess. And that becomes the value that you're able to deliver to others. Like what you're doing with your mastermind group, the value that you're able to put out there and give to people from the skills that you've created throughout the last 10 years of being a mega agent, Now you found your life's purpose. And that's kind of the last step of the flywheel. Once you find your life's purpose and understand where you want to go and what you want to do and the impact you want to make, your flywheel's humming along. And then it just starts back over. Now you up your game. You're hanging out with Gary Vee. You're hanging out with Grant Cardone. That flywheel is going even faster. And you're from those guys seeing what's possible. So that's like in a nutshell, this concept of the flywheel of success. And I think that so many people, if you can just get them to put on the goggles, change their beliefs a little bit, magical things can happen.
Yeah, it's a great concept. And if you guys want to get this flywheel, I know you were showing me this you know, awesome diagram that you created that actually shows the circle, shows all the things you talked about, you know, environment, beliefs, work, ethic, skills, value. How can people get it from you if they want that?
Yeah, so I'm happy to provide it to you. You can link to it on your page. There, also reach out to me. I'm happy to have a conversation about it and talk to people about it. It's something I'm very passionate about. So when we talk about you find your life's purpose and you get to that point and then your flywheel starts spinning, I've started to narrow in on my life's purpose. And so I'm very excited about that because I think things are going to start moving a lot faster for me.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I know there's just been a ton of research now that and books and theories out about how it starts with environment.
So much.
You know, purposely putting yourself in the right environment, the environment that will create success. So for you, if you were looking back, you know, you bought your house, started doing rentals, bought more, got through college. How did that evolve into, it's kind of a two-part question. One, was there some environment you were in that helped you throughout that process? And how did it evolve from that to what it is today?
Yeah, so I think kind of even backing up a step further before I got to college, I was very fortunate. I was in a small town. My dad got stationed at Fort Huachuca, Arizona, small town, and it created a tribe of six guys who were all swimmers. We all swam competitively. And those guys actually all work in the Apex Real Estate Network now. And so I had kind of that environment where we pushed and we challenged each other to level up, to grow. Kind of competitively, we wanted to one-up each other. And that just created this amazing, we cheered each other on, we supported and encouraged each other, but we also challenged each other. And so I would say that was kind of one of the first steps. And then just for whatever reason, recognize the value of mentors and mentorship. And I've always gone above and beyond to create that. And so kind of as I progressed and grew, I just consistently leveled up the mentors that I was around.
Are you a new real estate agent struggling to get your business off the ground, or an experienced agent looking to get to the next level, or something in between? Dan and Kerry have created an Inner Circle specifically designed to help you. In the Inner Circle, you'll get weekly training videos, access to interviews from top agents around the country, and the chance for direct access to billion-dollar agents Kerry and Dan. You will have access to the same systems they use to train their team of $250,000 earning agents. Sign up now for a free trial period by going to hyperfasttrial.com or innercircletrial.com.
How did it grow from, you know, you as the investor, maybe doing some flips? How did it evolve into, okay, now I got to go start a real estate team and start helping other people buy and sell homes? What was that transition like?
Yeah, so really, it was just people started coming to me and to the team that I had created that were looking to do the same thing. And I'm very entrepreneurial. I was getting my undergrad in accounting, and that's when we kind of started the businesses. And I knew I wanted to work for myself. I saw what entrepreneurial freedom was, and I was hungry for it. And so kind of just fell forward and stumbled through. I was doing property management, not above board at the time. I didn't even know what I was doing, and statute of limitations passed, so I can say that now. But I didn't know. But I always would try to figure it out. I was willing to figure it out and fell forward. And so next thing you know, we have 100 properties under management, and we're doing $500,000 construction remodels, and we have 6 flips going on. And so we just started bolting all these things on and realized that we were onto something pretty special. And again, there, the tribe that we created grew. And with that just became this amazing environment where people really wanted to create something special. And it all centered around building financial freedom, first for themselves, and then ultimately for the investors and clients that we work with.
That's an amazing story. I know you're doing amazing stuff. You've got, what, 300 plus homes under property management or doors?
330 doors under management in Tucson, yeah.
And what, 10, 12 million of investor money under management?
Yeah, so we started a private equity group in 2018, and we're up to 10 million under management. Our goal is to double that this year. And so again, that's just the next iteration. When we started the companies, we didn't know that was the direction we wanted to go, but it became very apparent as I got around mentors who were levels ahead of me that that was kind of the natural progression of where we wanted to go. We provided all these services to other investors. Now we can actually provide them to ourselves through our investment firm.
And then the real estate team mm-hmm. side of it, how much volume and how many people do you have that are focused primarily on that?
So in the real estate team, we have 12 team members between admin staff and full-time agents. We did 50 million last year, commercial and residential. And we're looking to break 70 this year is where we're aiming.
Yeah, and that's amazing. I mean, the average agent out there, for those of you who don't know, is doing...
6 transactions a year? Is that...
6 to 12. It kind of depends on the part of the country mm-hmm. they're in. But you're basically doing like 10 times as much. Plus running property management, plus doing investments, plus running the fund... raising capital.
Yeah, and I would stop you there. I have team members, great team members, leveraging my role that are doing those things. I don't want to sit here and take credit for any one of those. You know, the development and construction company is another one that we broke $3.5 million last year in revenue for the construction company, and the guys that are there day in and day out just leveling up and elevating. It's inspiring to see. And that's what pushes me to continue to grow these businesses, is I know the guys behind me who are pushing us forward are up for the challenge.
Yeah, well, I think it's an amazing example of what happens when you go out in the real estate industry and look to create value for people, no matter what it's in, property management, investing, sales. And there's just kind of this synergy between all of them. And if you're coming from this place of how do I add value, how do I help people achieve wealth, whether it's your real estate agents, your team members, your clients, your investors, you know, if you come from that framework of how do I help them create wealth and provide value to them, you know, you can kind of build up this machine that does it all. So
I think daily we ask ourselves, how do we provide value? How do we provide value to team members, to clients, to investors? I mean, that is at the forefront of our mind daily. You're spot on with that.
All right, before we go, what is one piece of advice you would give young people out there, maybe 18, 20, 25, you know, thinking back to what you were doing mm-hmm. then, one piece of advice if you could give them when it comes to real estate and investing in wealth?
Start early, but it's never too late to start. I mean, I think that's a big one. And then just the piece of advice I would give myself and I would give to your audience is, when you feel in your gut that it's kind of scared, kind of uncertain, you're getting in uncharted territories, you got to lean into that. That is where the magic happens. Don't be afraid to lean in. When I was 17, I just happened to stop at a new build construction site. I was confident enough to say, who's in charge here, and walk in and go talk to the general contractor. 3 months later, I was his assistant and I was learning how to build from the ground up homes. I leaned into that fear, and time again, I see myself doing it. And then I look back and go, man, I wish I would have done it more, because there's times that I did not lean into it. It was too much pressure. So lean into the fear and take massive action.
That's a great piece of advice. You know, a lot of times people read what to do, they hear what to do, then they get there and they don't do it. The only way you can really learn it and master it is to just go out and do it. Like, you have to just do it.
And when you can get in tune with that feeling in your gut, because everybody gets the feeling in the gut of, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know that I want to make that call for a new agent. I don't know that I want to call that FSBO. I don't know that I want a door knock. I got that feeling in my gut. If you lean into that and you start to, when you get that feeling, you just go, it's amazing what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, it kind of comes down to, you just have to go out and say, fuck it, who cares? If I fail, I fail. If someone gets pissed off, they get pissed off.
You got to fail often.
Someone you gets upset to, about it, yeah. means it's going to happen, right? And you, you know, you get one life to live. You're going to make mistakes, but the only way that you're going to learn is to go out, buy that house, invest,
Amen.
Call that client, you know, knock on that door, get told no again and again and
over
again
and over
again
and, over.
And again. Right? It's the only way you can do it, and you just have to kind of think to yourself, like, fuck it, who cares if this doesn't work out, or if, what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
Right? And from there, it's what do you do with that failure, right? You can either lean into it, learn from it, grow from it, or it can paralyze you. And so many people, they get that failure and it paralyzes them, and that's the separator. That's the separator of success. The 200-some-odd guys coming to this event have taken failure, massive failure. I've listened and heard so many of their stories. It's amazing triumphs of overcoming these failures that would cripple most people. And they lean into it, they learn from it, and they come back bigger and badder because of it.
All right, well, thanks for being on the show. If
yeah,
people want to get in
you.
Touch with you, how do they do it? If they want to, you know, contact you about investing, buying a house, or just to get the flywheel of success, how do they get in touch with you?
Easiest way is Instagram.
Okay.
Benjamin Reilly is my handle, and I'm sure you can link to it. So send me a DM. Happy to have conversations. Would love to help provide value to anybody that's watching this, anything that I can do.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat Shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests and improve our shows. So give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.